Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life, and we'll look at wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. So our topic today is navigating through difficulties. And we'll break this down into three parts: understanding difficulties, overcoming difficulties, and then we'll look at some evidence-based benefits of having obstacles in our life. You know, real life is full of uncertainty and unpredictability. But there is one thing that we can predict, though, and that is that we will all find difficulties in our journeys of life. And this is a fact. And in addition, although obstacles are considered essential to success, they don't always produce success. But obstacles don't always mean failure either. Schools are supposed to be the place where we learn the most valuable lessons, but many times we end up learning far more in the most surprising places, like hospitals, jails, graveyards, in our darkest hours, during times of pain, during times of loneliness, during poverty, during loss. Difficulties are a part of life, and we can either crumble or choose to learn and become stronger with each one. Ryan Holiday's book, The Obstacle is the Way, published in 2014, has sold over 100,000 copies. It's been translated into 17 languages, and it's an amazing book about how to understand difficulties in life. It's roughly based on the Roman philosophy of Stoicism, which was popular in the 3rd century Roman and Greek cultures. According to Stoicism, as social beings, the path to happiness for humans is accepting the moment in its present self. And Stoicism's basic philosophy is that we can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we react to what happens to us. So imagine we're on a journey and a gigantic boulder lands on our path. And it's too big to go over it, and it's too big to go around it. We just have to find another way. You see, the problem is not the rock. It's our incorrect belief that our path will have no rocks. In his book, Holiday emphasizes that we must learn to understand that obstacles are not the problem. It's our belief that the path won't have obstacles that's wrong. The obstacle was always going to be there. It's part of the journey. And Holiday breaks down his book into three parts: perception, action, and will. And so the three main lessons that we can take away from this incredible book on understanding life's difficulties is this. Number one, don't waste time on useless reactions. Remember, the rocks will always be there. It's our reaction to them that determines our happiness or not. You know, a few months ago, I had a bit of a health scare. I was starting to get really bad headaches, so bad that a few times I thought, I'm just going to die. I know I'm going to die. So an MRI found that I had a pituitary tumor. It's a lesion in part of the brain. And since, after many tests and checks, it turns out it probably won't be taken out. It's just too risky a procedure. It's brain surgery after all. But it seems that it's not causing much damage in my body, so this thing is a part of me now. But as you guys know, we at the podcast took the summer off, and because of this, I've had a chance to focus on myself, my kids, get plenty of rest, improve my diet, and along with that, I had decreased screen time and also took plenty of meds. So I'm feeling much better now. But the funny thing is, I never once throughout this whole ordeal cried about the possibility of dying from this. And I definitely never moped or got sad or depressed, although I did have a few people who told me stories of friends or family members dying suddenly of brain tumors. But I only thought, what do I need to do now in case I do die soon? Feeling sorry for myself would really have been a stupid reaction. It would have given me no benefit whatsoever. But the things I chose to do, spending more time with my kids, working on some projects that were a priority to me, brushing up on some prayers, these things do and will benefit me. One great way that I read that could help us not waste time on useless reactions is this: in times of difficulty, imagine you're advising yourself as a friend to keep an objective perspective. So what advice would we give our friend if they were going through the same thing as we were? It's a neat little trick. Okay, number two, Holiday says, think progress, not perfection. Thomas Edison used to have a warehouse full of his work, his inventions, his experiments, his research, his labs. And one day, because of a fire, his entire life's work went up in flames. And as he watched the fire consume it all, look what he did. Well, first he told the townspeople, go get your families, they'll never see a fire like this again. So his reaction was positive. But more importantly, he immediately started working on a new lab. He took a $1 million loan from Henry Ford and rebuilt the operation and had it going again in a matter of weeks. So he may have lost years of his life's work, but he was actually embracing this terrible thing that happened to him and then started working for something better, working towards progress. Sometimes we get caught up in a perfect picture in our mind about how we want things to be, that we forget the most important thing, our actual goal. Another important lesson about progress is this. We don't always have to break the entire rock. We just have to do enough to get past the obstacle and go on and be ready for the next obstacle. Okay, and the third main lesson in Holiday's book is life is not a race, it's a marathon. Use your will to accept what you can't change and change the things that you can. So once we have the right perspective and know what actions we should take, getting past our obstacles is a matter of will. Our will enables us to stay persistent and not give up before we eventually find the solution and can move past our problems. Now, for all you listening out there, is there anyone hurting from a recent breakup? I'm guessing yes. I mean, even half the people I know are hurting in their relationships in some way or another. And it sucks. And who hasn't experienced a bad breakup? But once someone is out of our life, it gives opportunity for another door to open for ourselves and for our ex, hopefully for someone who's more suitable. The ending of one bad relationship is only a chance to find someone better, to find a happy and healthy life that maybe we couldn't have had with an ex-partner. And it all comes down to our will. Do we mope around for years, or do we accept what's already happened and get up, dust ourselves off, and try and do better next time? Again, the Stoic advice is accept the things that you can't change and focus on those things that you have control over. So I highly recommend Ryan Holiday's book. The philosophies he shares is a great way to understand that problems are just opportunities for us to get stronger. Okay, now we'll move on to how to overcome our difficulties. So in this section, we're going to talk about overcoming difficulties by changing our behavior. Gossam Ali Shah says one of the most powerful ways to change our state of being, to get out of any difficulty, is to change our behavior. And I've broken this down into two parts. One is our behavior towards others, and the second is our own personal behavior within. So part one, the behavior changes towards others that we can make to overcome difficulties. And some of these are, and I think it's with his Sufi mindset that Gossam Ali Shah emphasizes this, changing our behavior towards others. He says these can help us not only handle difficulties well, but also transcend these difficulties through a reaffirmed connection with our inner goodness and with God. Number one is just to be gentle, to be kind in our conduct. In Islamic scripture, it says that God is most merciful and kind to those who are most merciful and kind to other human beings. Number two is being generous. That could be feeding the hungry. That could be giving to a beggar. That could be whatever it is that we can do to help others. And this kind of takes the focus off of our own problems, and it forces us to think about others. Number three is have compassion for others. Jack Kornfield, an influential Buddhist teacher, says that love and compassion are the necessary ingredients of physical or emotional healing. Without compassion, he says, the heart doesn't open or heal. When we bring compassion to our struggles, we see that it melts the shell of our hearts. It allows us to transform our circumstances and allows well-being. Okay, next we're going to talk about the behaviors that we can change within ourselves to overcome our difficulties. because we want to get to a better place or situation, not worse from what we're coming from. Okay, here number one is having meaningful goals in life and think big. Number two is making plans for small actions in the near future that relate to our bigger goals and dreams. So both of these things force us to think about our future and not our past. Number three is cleansing our hearts, removing all negativity from our hearts about others. And this means to internally forgive others for anything they might have done to us. And trust me, this will benefit us more than anybody else. Because once we let go of this emotional baggage, we can live freer and happier lives. Number four is living in the present, not the past. So we really are a product of our thoughts. We should not waste our time thinking of what's already happened. We can't change that. So we should live in the present and plan for the future. These are the things that we can change. And finally, number five is focusing on improving ourselves. One of our past episodes called Upgrade Yourself has some really good advice about this topic. And we go into a bit more detail on some of these things. So those are some of the things that we can start working on that'll help us overcome whatever difficulty we may be going through. Okay, in our last section, we're going to talk about the benefits of life's difficulties. Now, these are five evidence-based positive changes that obstacles can bring into our life. So believe it or not, having difficulties, having obstacles, having bad times can actually bring about a lot of good in our life. Dr. Julia Brines discusses five of these evidence-based changes in her blog for Psychology Today. So she says, if we've gone through a difficulty, number one, we become more compassionate and less judgmental. She says experiencing suffering yourself can make you more compassionate towards others who are also suffering. You know, often we'll say things like, oh, that person is just sick because they never took care of themselves, or they eat so bad, or that person is so poor because they don't want to work hard. But she says when you've suffered deeply, you're more likely to recognize that everyone is vulnerable, that bad things do happen to good people all the time. Number two, she says, difficulties make you discover that you're stronger than you thought you are. So in the early stages of when we go through that difficulty, that obstacle in life, we think to ourselves, there is no way I can get through this. But somehow, day by day, we manage to put one foot in front of the other, despite the pain that we feel. Supporting this idea, research on effective forecasting suggests that we tend to overestimate how devastated we'll be by negative life events and how long the pain's going to last. In other words, we're more resilient than what we think. Number three, she says you'll learn who your true friends are. You know, in difficult times, certain relationships are likely to deepen while others fade away. We discover that some people are just fair-weather friends. They disappear when you need them the most. But then there's also an opportunity to see who's going to stick around, who are the people who are there for you. And we can focus our energy on those relationships. Number four, you get clarity on what you want in life. So sometimes when we're going through a bad time, it forces us to ask ourselves, are we really doing what makes us happy? Am I spending my time on what I want to do or with the people that I want to spend it with? So obstacles can push us to make positive changes that we might not have thought were realistic before, either because of fear of failure or concerns about what others are going to think or whatever. Dr. Brine says these factors just don't carry as much weight when the reality that life is fragile and unpredictable takes hold. And lastly, she says number five, you find joy in unexpected places. So when our world is shaken up, it can cast a dark cloud over everything, making it difficult to enjoy what we once used to enjoy. But sometimes we find things that remind us that there's still beauty in the world, despite all the suffering. So these are five positive changes that difficulties and obstacles can actually bring into our life. And they also represent the five common mistakes we often make: being judgmental of others, underestimating our own strengths, under or overvaluing our friendships, not setting goals or priorities in life, and not enjoying life. So in other words, every difficulty is just a tough way to learn a lesson and become stronger in some way. And staying positive and keeping it moving is key. In conclusion, we discuss Ray Holiday's phenomenal book that gives us a practical way of dealing with and understanding difficulties. Again, his three main points are: don't waste time on useless reactions, think progress, not perfection, and life is a race, not a marathon. And then we discuss some behavioral changes that we can all make that can actually help us during those difficult times. And lastly, we went over some of the benefits of obstacles in our life. Real, evidence-based, positive changes that happen in our life because of difficulties. I hope that this episode can be a way for all of us to deal with some of the obstacles that we're facing or may face in the future. Because remember, life is full of obstacles, and the obstacle is the way. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.